Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
He was really, I would say, the first one to see the submissive side of me. And I remember at the time going, what the fuck are you talking about? I just never want to be with somebody that I got to worry about everything, something that's happening 3 or 4 days every fucking month. On guys and their butts. I've never licked an asshole. I don't really want to lick an asshole. It's not my thing. All right, everyone. Well, again, I have Sir Ink on with me, and I have a very specific reason for this call. Quite frankly, it's going to be a bitch session. I don't usually use this platform to vent or bitch about a specific issue or person. However, that is going to come into play. So if you don't want to hear me bitching, you don't want to know what my pet peeves are, you can just turn this one off and wait for the next one. But otherwise, I have the male perspective on here just to even it out, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's you.
Yes.
That's you, male person on the call with me.
Goodness gracious, you in this topic right here.
I know. Nobody knows what it is yet, so I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Okay,
let me get the background. I'll get the background.
Okay, give me some background.
Yes. So, I called you the other day, pissed off, right?
Was you very?
Yes, I called you the other, because I wanted your point of view. And what I was trying to get your point of view on was whether or not you think it's okay to have sex with a girl you've been seeing when she's on her period.
Right.
And the reason I called was because I had just had to break a date with someone who has an aversion to this.
Right.
And I was pissed because this is somebody that I've been seeing and done a lot of stuff with. I mean, I've been seeing him for, well, shoot, really more than 3 years. He was his name on the guys is Titanic, and it's funny I gave him that name because, I mean, he just keeps sinking to the bottom. He just keeps fucking sinking to the bottom.
Wow.
So, anyway, he's the first guy that I had sex with when I started all of this. The very first guy. He's the one that kicked it off. I mean, I really, you know, it's funny because I do have to give him his props. I have to really credit him for being the one that really broke me out of my shell and got me, you know, going again. So, nice. You know, yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's definitely that. We have always had this crazy, hot, sexy chemistry. There's a lot of friction between us. I mean, we go toe-to-toe quite a bit because he's, you know, he's very domineering or dominant. Uh-huh. And I'm, you know, I am who I am. And, you know, when I first met him, I didn't know anything about dominant submissive stuff. You know, he really kind of clicked in on, I will say again, to his credit. I'm going to give him his props, and then I'm going to piss on him for what I'm pissed about. But he did really get me going, or he was really, I would say, the first one to see the submissive side of me. And I remember at the time going, what the fuck are you talking about? Right. I mean, I literally was just like, psh. Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm like, he's coming out of left field. I have no idea where he's coming up with this crap. But he was right. I mean, he saw some things.
Right.
Pointed, you know, and pointed him out. Anyway, okay, fast forward to what I'm really pissed off about. I'm pissed off about the fact that we had this date planned. You know, he had all these details. It was like telling me what I was going to wear, where to meet him. You know, we were going to meet in the hotel lobby, blah, blah, blah. Probably play this, you know, like, we don't know each other thing. You know, he's very detailed like that. So he had, you know, the whole thing planned out. We had a nice hotel room booked. in the Bay in San Francisco, and I was, you know, we were talking about, okay, what time are we going to meet? And, it was all dialed in. And we had made, like, we were kind of forward thinking, like, looking at some other, you know, things we could do this month that would be fun.
Right.
Okay. So I then have to, the day before we're supposed to meet, I text him and just said, I said, I want to give you fair warning. I know it's not always your favorite, but, and I said, I wasn't at the time, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, I just have this feeling, so he says, well, the feeling, I guess I haven't conveyed it, was that I thought I might be on my period. I might start my period.
Right.
And then he's like, he texts me back, oh, bummer. Oh, well, maybe can we do this next week when we're safe? And I'm like, when we're safe? Anyway, I won't go back and forth with all the text exchange, but basically what I just said was, yeah, no, let's just cancel for tomorrow, and I don't want to reschedule.
Ooh.
And he's, and he was kind of like, well, wait a minute, come on. And I said, no, I gotta tell you, this fucking bugs me. I actually did not say any of it. I said it very politely, this does bother. I mean, I just kind of said, this really does bother me, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so now let me say because I was very polite on the text. Let me say what I really was just thinking was, when I saw that text, oh, let's wait until we're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, safe from what?
Right.
It lit me up. And here's why. I mean, that's basically why I said, nope, I don't want to reschedule and I don't want to see him anymore. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm like, that was, I don't know that I was clear on the I don't want to see you anymore, but I was just like, I'm done. I mean, literally done. I'm so pissed off about it and so offended. And here's why. This isn't a new relationship.
Right.
Right. Look, I get it. If someone's new, I mean, no. Oh God, I don't want to fuck them. I don't want to do it any more than they would maybe want to. Some guys wouldn't care, but no. I mean, like, if I don't know somebody and it's very casual. Yeah, no. I'm not gonna be wanting to have period sex with you, but
right.
This is somebody that I've known and I don't even know how many times we've fucked and a lot and. It's like we've traveled together. It's like, come on, really? It just, he's like, well, I mean, it's not his favorite. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's, there's other things we can do. Would you like a fucking 2-hour blowjob while I'm out, while I rub my clit and I'm getting off to, I mean, like, really? It pissed me off. I think it pissed me off is because it's like saying basically, hey, I just want to fuck you.
Well, I just have to say,
I found this highly, highly offensive, given the nature of our relationship. It fucking pissed me. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm like, fuck, I am done with him. I never want to see him again. That's no joke. I'm not joking.
But now
I never want to see him again.
Now,
he can just fucking lose my number. Go ahead.
Now, are you offended because he used the word safe? Because the safe implies you're not safe, right? You said that, look, when I get prepared to see you, I'm going to be like a well-oiled machine. I'm going to be...
Well, that's what I mean. I had already... In order for... I was already... I had made... I have... I schedule shit to get done.
Right.
It could be my hair. It can be my eyelashes. It could be... I'm going a pedicure. Like I said, I'm getting prepared. So I have things planned well before that. I have to make arrangements and adjust things. I mean, you know what it's like when you make a plan. You have to, a lot goes into it when you're going to be meeting someone for a date. So there's all that. And then when he said, it's just like, oh, it's not my favorite. I'm like, and I'm thinking, so like, fucking grow the fuck up. Like, really? Like, you don't know women fucking have a period once a month? You know, it just, I'm like, God, who the fuck would put up with you? I mean, like, literally, this, I felt it was so stupid, so small-minded. I felt like I was dealing with a 12-year-old little boy. Like, ew, blood. I mean, I get it. It's nobody's favorite. It's not my favorite either. Right. But it's not something that would stop me from wanting to see him. And, you know, with him just making, you know, was like, oh, well, let's just do it next week. Well, guess what? I'm fucking someone else next week. It's not you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's horrible. But
and your phone. You got to turn your phone off.
Oh, hold on now. You're talking about my phone going off?
Your phone. I just heard it go off.
Oh, my God. Your phone goes off every time we talk. Are you kidding me? You got the nerve. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Never mind. Leave it on. Leave it on.
I'm joking with you. Go ahead and burn this podcast down. Go ahead and burn it down some more.
I know. I'm sorry. What do you... So tell me. Okay. I know. I keep just jumping on there because I'm so pissed. Okay, but you go ahead. It's your turn now.
I mean, I don't know. Like, some guys, I don't... They like you said, it's not the optimal time, right, that you really want to do it. But because you don't see each other, but so far in between... It's really not that big deal to cancel out a date, especially with all that it takes into going to making a date. And, you know, this guy just doesn't see it that way. Well, he doesn't, he's not looking at all the things that go into the date. He's looking at, ooh, I don't want to do it, you know.
Just think about himself.
Well, yeah, because he's, I can understand because... There's guys like that. You know, there's guys that are like, ooh, no. You know, because they look at it like, oh, that's waste and all that kind of stuff. But you're right. There's so many more things that can be done. He's just looking at it from a penetration standpoint. So
exactly. I could have sucked his cock and he would have been completely happy with that.
Absolutely. But he's not thinking about that. He just lacks a little bit of imagination. But it sounds like it might be a little bit more than just that. Like, this must be the straw that breaks the camel's back, right?
It is. Oh, absolutely.
And for you, everything that's involved is just not worth it. And that just took you over the edge. And I think because I think that word safe means so much. Because guys look at it, some guys look at it like, ew, it's blood, it's waste, we can wait till it's over. You know, people, it's amazing to think that guys are that squeamish. As much as we like sex, as much as we want sex, it's just surprising that some blood would deter us from even being in the same room and even getting our cock sucked for 2 hours. Like, it's amazing.
I mean, I don't know. Do you, you're a guy, and you're, you know, what's your sentiment? Like, if you're seeing someone, would you have sex with her when she's on her period?
Yeah, I would. And I mean, I've had sex with a partner and her period not be on and her period come on, or you knock it on, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been there. So I've been there, looked down like, oh, I got blood on me. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to go and take a shower, wash it off. So, it's not that big. It's not that big of a deal to me because, as I said, I've been in a situation where I've had sex and I've knocked the period on. And so once you have done it enough times, it's not that big of a deal. I think the whole thing is he's going into it knowing that, and he feels like, one, it's blood on him, like, ooh, and then two, he just feels like maybe y'all can't do everything that you would like to do because of it. In his mind, I'm trying to put myself in his mind. Like, he's feeling like, well, y'all gonna be restricted. Like, maybe he loves to eat your pussy, right? And he's feeling like, well, damn, I can't eat a pussy. You know, we can't, you know, we gotta go through a little extra steps to really have the time, the fun times that we normally do. You know, you gotta put something down, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is the guy, I might be overthinking it that way. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't know what. I can't tell you what he was thinking. All I know is
that you don't like it.
It pissed me off. It's and you know what? Remember when I called you? I mean, you heard how hot I was. I was hot over it. Ooh. And I wanted to podcast. I wanted to record with you that night. And I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I waited because, you know, you can still see, my reaction now is you can attest to the fact that this is a lot calmer than I was when I first
got 100%. But what's funny about you being angry is that you're laughing hysterically. Like, you were cracking the hell up.
I know.
Yes, but you were on fire and laughing. I was like, yo, you're like a teenage kid. But you were so serious.
Yeah.
But it just sounded like this is the last straw. So
it definitely is.
So for context, how did this relationship start? And so then we can go to the things that lead up to this one decision. Because I don't want your audience to think that you are so bratty that because you didn't have your way one time, you would cut someone off.
No. We parted ways because the first time where I said, whoa, you know, it was like, this guy's being an asshole. He was being an asshole. I mean, he would admit it. He would openly say, yes, I was being a douche. He just got really kind of just weird, you know, didn't really like me seeing other people. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to speak fairly because I know I've said the same to him. You know, I was just like, you just got to a point where he was just being mean. Mm-hmm. It was almost kind of like, because, you know, I just started this, right? I just started exploring sexually. Mm-hmm. And I don't, again, you know, he didn't want me to see anybody else. And so, but I was like, well, yeah, that's not happening. You know, right. I just kind of came back to life here, and I have a mission. I'm on a mission, you know? And so then it just, you know, it just got into just some weird, you know, what I would say call passive aggressive stuff. You know, it'd be like, he'd start, you know, backhanded compliments or basically kind of then, you know, if that didn't work, then it would be slut shaming me. Then it would be, let me see your phone, you know, like not believing what I was saying, or, you know, just, you know, it just got weird. And I mean, A, that wouldn't work with me at any point with anyone ever anyway. And B, I was even more fired up and determined to not be with one person. And I've openly said that, you know, over and over. And at first it was like, oh, that's cool, you're cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad that's what you want because that's what I want. And then the minute that started changing, you know, then it was like, okay, how can I'll use this word, how can I, you know, manipulate, how can he manipulate the situation to get me to do what he wants?
Absolutely.
So anyway, but again, I will just quasi in his defense. I mean, we were very intense. It was very intense and passionate and you know, a lot of friction, and it's fiery, and you know, we have quite the interesting chemistry. He's just, you know, and I'll say this, I mean, even as I'm speaking of him right now, I'm like, you know, he's fucking hot and he's sexy, you know, so we just have this thing. We just all of a sudden as I'm talking about him, I'm like,
here we go.
It's coming back. I'm like,
yeah. Here we go, y'all. Here's the reason why he's been around so long, y'all. Here we go.
Anyway, so right, I know. Yeah. I mean, no, believe me, the sex, that's not the problem. So anyway, you flustered me. I lost my train of thought. What the hell was I saying?
you were saying that, you know, he looked good, the reasons why you hooked up with him.
Oh yeah. Okay, so anyway, and you know, he's smart and just, you know, all kinds of good stuff. So there's a lot there. My point was,
So the point is, from that point, I
was just giving you the background of like how we've gone awry in the past. Mm-hmm. So to kind of leap forward, I mean, although he's, you know, he has apologized, and I accept his apology for some of that stuff. Now, you know, just kind of, you know, when you add, if he does anything, you know, then I'm like, I'm right back to, ooh, okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's something else that you're being an asshole about. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, so I just, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna, I can't, it wouldn't matter anyway. Like, I literally, I'm like, this is a deal breaker for me. And he's like, really? And I go, yeah, this is a deal breaker for me. I mean, it literally is. And you know what's funny is I didn't even realize that this would bother me so much. But I can say this openly, I never want to be with somebody that, where if I'm on my period, it's like, ew, no, you know, I don't want to.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
This just doesn't fly with me. And I never really, you know, I didn't realize that about myself, but it's kind of funny. You know, now I can kind of put that on my list. You know, when you're looking to get serious with someone, I mean, if that bothers them, that's just a big enough, that's a turn off to me, that right. a man, you know, is, if they're with somebody, again, like, this is not in the context of, you know, just as a casual relationship, a casual mm-hmm. fuck buddy, you're in a relationship and you won't have sex with that person if you guys are so horny, you just have to do it. I'm not mm-hmm. saying you have to, but you know what I mean? Like, if you get turned on, she's like, oh, I'm on my period, and, you know, and I would hope that he would say, oh, let's do it. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. And I just never want to be with somebody that I got to worry about everything, something that's happening three or four mm-hmm. days every fucking month. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. I like to fuck all the time, every day if I can.
So is this about, so this is not so much about just his disappointment, just him disappointing, but going forward, it's about, this is another thing that you got to ask while you're dating someone, right?
Pretty much.
If this is an issue,
I swear to God, I think so, yeah.
Because it's like a limited pilot when it comes to sex, right? It's like, I'm good with doing some stuff except for that mm-hmm. time of month. And then you have to schedule yourself around that. Like, there's a lot of small inconveniences that I don't think he could really foresee. Like, he doesn't really see that, because you're awesome, you come through awesome. So he's not taking into account all the things that you have to do to make that situation happen, especially if he doesn't have the same kind of responsibilities.
He does not.
Right. So people don't get it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just, anyway, it lit me the fuck up, and I don't, yes, I did. Mean you
were charged up. Oh,
I mean,
God.
Have you and I've had some lively debates, but I've never been that charged up as I was on the phone with you the other day.
No, you was not, you was very turned up.
Yeah, although I did keep my sense of humor.
Yes, you did. You was laughing your ass off.
I know, because I was in the moment, and I was funnier. I was funnier the other day. Now, I can't remember what the fuck I was making jokes about.
I think more because you were shocked. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens? Sometimes some relationships end abruptly. Mm-hmm. And I think that was something that you go from such a high of, I'm looking forward to seeing this person.
I have
everything set up. Everything's going well. And then here this motherfucker come talking some nonsense to mess the whole situation
acting
up, right?
Acting a fool.
And it's like, oh my God. Like, and so I think to me, a little bit more of where you were is just the disappointment overall that this whole mm-hmm. situation isn't going to happen over something that happens naturally every month.
Right. No. And although, like I said, I literally was, I was really surprised at how quickly I said, you know, when he goes, oh, that's a bummer, you know, mm-hmm. well, should we reschedule when we're safe? I mean, it didn't take me, but it was half a second. And I was just like, yeah, no, you know, I mean, I was already just into my, this is over, buddy. I am not putting up with this one more fucking time, because it will come up again, because guess what? I have a fucking period every month. Imagine that.
You're horrible. You're horrible. So is that the last time you spoke to him?
Yeah.
Really? Has he has he pursued it more or no?
No.
Maybe he knew.
It's very clear. Oh, well, I think he. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was very clear.
Well, first of all, like your story, like isn't it amazing how if you have two people meeting, right, and if they're both the same, like you and I, right, and we're single, we're single, we're dating, and we're like, look, this is what it is, clear cut, and then blah blah blah. Isn't it amazing that you meet people that want to get you settled down? They want you to slow down. They don't want you to be who you are. You know, isn't that amazing? And I think some of that is disappointing early, right? And I know you've been through that. But and some of it is like, okay, that's disappointing, but we're going to work through that, and we're going to work through this. And then it's like, oh my God, you know what? This is becoming too much work that it shouldn't be, because now you're majoring in the minors. And I see that there's a lot of pettiness in this relationship, and it's not coming from me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like okay. Like we had talked about this, like, you know, the way you are, you're going to attract somebody who wants to, they're going to find out they like you. Everything that attracted to them, they're trying to change. And that, and it's, and I think that's a little amazing when you're dealing with someone. You're like, really, at this age, you really still think that you can change people? You don't accept people for who they are.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're gonna deal with me, accept me for who I am, and not try to accept me, but and say accept. If you can change that, that would make you more awesome to me. Like that's selfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like I said, so we had, you know, it's the first time, you know, it was things, you know, came to a head.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like, nope. I mean, I'm not, you know, like, I am not putting up with this kind of treatment. Boom. And, it, you know, it's like, I don't have a problem with anybody when I don't like what's going on, just bringing down the hammer.
Right.
And I think when people realize, like, oh, shit, she really means what she says, you know, then it changed her tune. And so I would say that since, you know, since then, I mean, any interaction with him has been just very, you know, not, I mean, since the first time, you know, when I was like, okay, this doesn't work. And stick to it, you know, like when someone says goodbye and they stick to it. And then, you know, he would, you know, he texted me again, and then, you know, you go from there. But this just, I'm just like, okay.
All right, so let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
So going forward, right, now you're meeting a new guy. Let's just say me and you meet for the first time, right?
Yep.
And we got great chemistry. We're hitting it off, and it's looking good. We're talking all crazy and sexy to one another. Do you say, hey, look, I really, you know, I'm really feeling your vibe, but if you have a problem with fucking when my period is on, like, you're pretty much, you might as well end this kind of relationship. Is that part of, is that part of, like, I mean, I know I joke with that, but is that part of...
When you're vetting someone. Now on, I'm not kidding you. I'm going to ask this question, and I'm going to be able to point to this podcast, and I'm going to say, I know, very funny, but, you know, this is, I did this podcast, and, you know, this... Interestingly enough, this is a hot button for me, you know, and they'll just get their vibe on it. But for sure, you know, I mean, seriously, but you know what's strange? This is the first time I'm a grown ass woman. I've had, you know, I've been around the block. This is the first time this is ever with anybody I've ever been with that it's ever been an issue. Right. And so that's probably the other thing is not just the, for me, what I find just personally offensive, but the offensiveness and it's also the offensiveness and the shock, because I'm like, literally, no one's it's ever said anything like this to me remotely. You know, it'd be the same thing. It's like, if someone's like, yeah, I mean, I really would like you, but your eyes are blue and I just can't see my way around blue eyes, you know, like, okay, you know, it's like, really? Blue eyes like turn you off, that's a deal breaker, you know? So it's right. That's to me, it's the same outlandishness as that, you know. Now, oh really, like, you know, that women have their period and every woman on the planet does, and like this is what we go through at once a month, and but this is like your, this is your
right. And you know what, I was having a conversation with a young lady earlier, right, and so she says, and then she says to me, I enjoy instructions, I enjoy satisfaction in serving, I enjoy the pure pleased derived from the high a man gets from being in control, and I absolutely fall in love with a man that inflicts pain for pleasure. And I said, nothing is wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Because she's asking me, like, what's wrong with me? And then that's what she says. And then I said, I had one dude telling me I'm crazy. And I said, yes, because your appetite is more than he can feed. And she said, I never thought of it that way. And I said, mm-hmm. it's how I see it. Because I know I've been in situations, right, where as though I'm like, man, this woman isn't enough. And then I've been in situations where I'm like, damn, she's a little too much. And I and where she is, I'm not there. And I need to be honest with that, right? And be like, look, I mean, I know how you, you know, I see where you at, but I'm just, I can't match that level where you are. I can't feed. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in me to feed that animal. But you know that early.
Yeah.
And I think this dude was in over his head early. He knew that. But he kept trying to, he kept going with it. One, because we're men and we're like, fuck that. I'm not going to pass up sex with a beautiful woman, right? And then you find yourself in this thing and you're trying to ride with it. You're trying to accept someone for who they are, but then your own motives kick in. And then we all want what we want and how we're going to get it, right? But you know that sexually, you don't match up with this person. Like, it all matches up, but you know, like, man, the things that she's into makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like I told you, like I was talking about that, like I told you about my first sub, Nikki, you know, the things that she was into. You know, she was into cutting herself. You know, like, shit, that's a little too much. Now, when it comes to being in set, you know, playing and being in sessions, I'm not going to cut you. That's my, that I have to draw a line there. Like, I don't want to draw blood.
Yeah.
Because I can fuck you in your period, but I can't cut your skin open to see blood. No. Like, that's a little that's a little too aggressive for me. But for some other people, that's par for the course. And so I recognize that, and I'm going to be like, hey, look, listen, hold on. Cutting you? Nah. I'm not going to get it. I can't do that. But I can do some things up to that limit, but if that's something that does it for you and like that you need that, then I know I'm not enough for you in that way. I know I can't satisfy you that way, so you need to know if you're going to be okay with that or not. And just the bird, the bird that you are, you're a bird to me, right? You're a bird. You have wings and you fly around. You're not a person who's very routine and settled far as sexually. And so if I'm meeting you and you're like, hey, look, I haven't had sex in 3 years and I'm really on this journey to explore myself.
Yeah.
He says, great, that's cool. I'm glad to be a part of your journey. But really, he really wants to be the journey. And that's selfish, right?
Oh.
Right. And it's selfish thinking because, number one.
See, I'm glad you finally got to that point because I'm like, where is he going with this? He's meandering. He's wondering, do I stop him? No, you got to something really good.
Yeah. Right? Because it's like, because one, he's going to say, I'm down to be a part of the journey. I mean, come on, you're a beautiful woman. Of course, I'm going to lie my ass off till I get it. And then it's like, shit, but I really like her. I really might love her.
I won't say the L word was not used and not, you know, not thrown around. I am bummed because we had a good gig. I mean, there's just like I said, the chemistry and the wittiness. I mean, we're like two little magnets to each other. There's, you know, there's a lot going on there. And it's just like, come on, man. I mean, of all the things, you have to fucking lose me over over menstruation? Really?
Right.
Look at, I can't imagine if you had like 1,000 people fill out why did you break up with your last significant other? That menstruation
right.
could be even 1% right. of the answer.
Right, like he would have sex on my period. So that's not, that's some good. Right.
Isn't that like, crazy? What?
But part of it is, again, part of it, which part of it is, mm-hmm. he's just a real vanilla guy. And he met a girl that's a little different. And we like that. Like, it attracts him. Yeah. But he still can't help but reveal who he is, right? Because that's what relationships
do.
That's what time yes. and relationships do.
Exposure over time produces.
And because you're a person who's very straightforward, that doesn't have a lot of game playing in you, far as like sneaky and when I say sneaky, like sneaking what your real objective is with them, right? I mean,
right.
You're very straightforward, like, look, this is what it is. We could talk about yep. that.
I'm not gonna hide it.
Right, mm-hmm. you're not gonna hide it. So that makes other people hide themselves.
They don't know what to do with them. They don't, and they
try to hide themselves because they clearly know where she's going and where I'm going are two different destinations, and her level is not my level sexually. But yeah. I'm gonna see if I can get her to slow down. That's the bad part about it, right? And I think you've seen the writing on the wall. You're choosing to say this is the end all be all. But I think this was probably coming anyway. And if it wasn't this, it would have been something else that's just as petty. What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
You know, yeah. This is the end all be all for you.
You mean like you asked me if I'm excuse me, I just took a sip of something. Are you asking me if I'm done?
No, I'm saying that is the end all be all. I mean, I know what I'm saying is there was a lead up to this, right? Like mm-hmm. you just didn't wake up and just say, you know what, because he doesn't want to do this one thing.
Right.
Oh, I'm no, saying it was a lead up.
Yeah, yeah. There's other things. True.
And there's a realization, I think, to the whole relationship that if you just look at this one situation, like, you know what? It's really all those situations, I think, that happened with this guy made you realize, like, you know what, this is who he is. And even if you agree to this one little thing, if you agree to this one thing, like, all right, you don't want to do it like this when I'm on my period or whatever, okay, we can do something else. Like, he's going to have an issue with something else about your sexual, your sexual pilot. And mm-hmm. that is like, you know what, this is not going to work because you're just not accepting of where I'm at, even though you're going,
yeah.
even though you're playing along, you're not a
well,
willing
you get
participant.
The benefit of it,
right? But you're not a willing participant.
You get the benefit.
You're acting like a disgruntled customer, and you gotta go.
Right? No, right? Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
You're right.
I know.
Mean, he was disgruntled that you had multiple lovers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot of little things that if it wasn't this, it was going to be something else. It's been other things. You just mm-hmm. tolerated them, and this one thing is like, all right, this is so fucking stupid. I can't get over that.
That's it. I'm
you
like,
know what I'm
saying? To me, this is so fucking stupid.
Because what your audience doesn't know is when we were talking, that triggered all the other things that you had experienced with him along the way. That was like, God, he's great, but all these little things come up, and he's not being really an adult about it. Because he's not really addressing these issues with you. He kind of would fall off for a minute and then come back. And so the personality that you have and the personality that I have, I like to get it out in the open. Let's discuss it right now. But some people like to run and hide. They don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just,
yeah.
It's what, yeah, it's like that, you know.
Yeah. And I feel, like, I feel compelled right now to say as well, before I forget, like, I get it. This is an unfair forum, right? It's my podcast.
Yes,
I get to, and I get to, you know, use it. He's not here to defend himself or give his two cents or anything like that, you know. So I understand it's an unfair, you know, kind of thing I'm doing right now. However, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Yes, I acknowledge it's unfair, but it's too fucking bad.
Right.
It's my podcast. All I want to say is. But if anybody out there is listening going, boy, she's really lighting him up and he can't defend himself. Yes, you're right. I am. And no, he's not allowed to defend himself because, you know, I actually asked him if he wanted to do a podcast, and he said, I'm going to try to say this with a straight face. He said, no, because I have a very distinctive voice.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Wow, boy. Yes, that was me. I just snorted. Because literally, he's thinking that somebody's going to recognize him.
Bye, boy.
I'm like, okay, well, that'll be crushing. Bye, like, I can think, really? Someone will recognize his voice. His voice is so distinct. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, no, your voice is not distinct. I would say it's odd. He sounds to me... He's not, when you talk to him in person, it's not like this, and he'll kill me because he hated when I first talked to him on the phone. The first thing out of my mouth was, you sound like Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, Lord.
He's like, what? Oh, my God. And like, yeah, I mean, you do sound like that. He sounds congested, and he sounds like Gilbert Godfrey. But over time, like, it's weird. He sounds like that on the phone, though, but he doesn't sound like that in person.
Right.
Or maybe I'm just over, you know, maybe I'm in my, like, oh, my God, he's so good-looking mode, that, you know, like, that kind of a thing. But anyway, so he says, I have a very distinctive voice. It's distinctive in an annoying kind of, I want to forget it and not listen to the fingernails on the chalkboard kind of thing. So it's not in a, you know, he's, like, glorifying himself, like, well, I have a very distinctive voice, like. Yeah, no, you don't. I mean, it's weird, but the fact that you think that you're gonna, like, the legions of listeners are going to recognize you,
right?
When they have no fucking idea who you are, like, that's just crazy.
Right, like, oh, you know who that is? I know that voice.
They're gonna know his first and last name, right, by hearing his voice.
And how would they know about the podcast?
Exactly,
to recognize his voice, like, it's. And that's a, mm-hmm. and but that's what I'm saying. Like, his level, where he is, level wise, is not.
Oh, where he's you gonna are. Hear. I'll tell you what. He's gonna hear this. I'm sure he's gonna hear this. He's gonna
that's
kill
cool.
me.
And that's cool. And I think that is important.
Oh, I don't. I'm okay. No.
Right. And
I won't. I don't say anything. Hello, it's a fucking podcast.
Right.
I don't say anything on here that I don't mean. You know, in the right. I just don't say shit I don't mean. You know, I try to make a good practice of not doing that.
But I think again, I think again, and in his defense, let me say this. Number one, there are guys out there that do not like to have sex when a woman's on a period. Like, they would rather wait.
And he's apparently one of those guys.
And he's apparently one of the guys. I think, and just in a grand total, in a bigger scheme, and even if he's listening, he probably will shake his head and then quietly be like, yeah, you're right. You know, when you meet someone like Layla, you have to say to yourself, can I handle that? And if you can, then yes. But a lot of it is, even if you're not on the same level with her, you want to experience that and make yourself, like, you know, like the whole situation with Nikki and I, she expanded my thinking and my sexual palate. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying fucking on period is going to do that. But what I'm saying is, it's all that comes with it. Right? Because what he could have learned was, okay, her period is on, but wow, like, I didn't even have to really, we didn't really have conventional sex like that. Like, wow, she really spent more time catering to me in other ways to compensate for the fact that she's on a period. Like, I don't think...
I would have totally done that. He would have got the benefit of it. It's not like... This is not a bad time for men, actually. Right, if you have a woman that's horny and still wants to engage you sexually, you're going to get more out of it if there's no penetration.
But we lack the creativity to want to be in that situation and...
There's... I have to say, out. And before I forget, we gotta talk about guys that will... The guys that want their red wings...
My God, you know, you want to talk about that.
I do, because listen, when I first, again, this is, God, shit, I can't wait to go back and listen to all of the podcasts I've done and reread all the blog posts when I used to blog, like, about, you know, each encounter. There was a guy, again, back in the beginning, because I was just like a fucking machine when I first started this. I mean, I would... We got to talk about that. That would be a funny podcast. My method for this, I would meet with three guys a day, because I'm in the qualifying mode. I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Who am I going to have sex with?
Right.
I got to tell you how I did this. It was mechanical and methodical. Anyway, but and see, now again, I fucking lost my train of thought. Where was I going?
Right. This? No, you're saying you know.
Red Wing guy. The Red Wing guy. Yeah, right. Go back to where. Okay. There are guys that, like, don't care. So, same thing. I went, met a new guy. The first time we were together, he went down on me when I was on my period. That's the first time I've ever let that happen. I don't know why I said yes, but it was, you know what? I wish I could say that I was totally into it and thought it was hot. I can have sex when I'm on my period and be totally relaxed, but this was someone going down on me. That was the first time I'd ever done it. I was very uncomfortable. It was hard to relax and just enjoy it. You know, I was blown away. This guy doesn't even know me. This is the first time we're together, and he's going down on me when I'm on my period.
Right.
And
who does that? That's where I gotta draw a line. Now I have to draw a line there. Like, listen,
I don't blame you for. No, I don't expect I don't expect anybody to do that. I was blown away.
No. We cannot do that. We're gonna do this right here, but we're not gonna do that right there.
I can't believe he did it. He's still to this day. I got it. So the funny here is the funny.
Like, hold on, bro. Like, hold on, bro.
This is gonna explain it. I'm gonna tell you something.
He's a different animal, though. See, that was one of the people you met.
I'm trying not to laugh. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. God, now the shit is coming out. Like, all the shit I never wanted to say, because if any of these guys listen, I don't want to offend anybody. Okay, but I'm goddamn it, I'm gonna tell the truth. Okay. So the guy that, you know, got his red wings, so the reason I didn't see him again after the fact, after all this, like, I only saw him once, he was a one-hit wonder, because when he showed up, he had a MRS.
Say what?
Do you know what a MRS is?
He had a what? Say what? You never told me this one. He had a what?
Shit, I'm snorting.
Excuse me?
He had a MRS.
You okay? I don't even know how you even got your clothes off with that.
You know what? I know.
You should have a pocketbook.
Because man, you had a really big dick, and I wanted to see
boy.
It. Sorry.
Bye, boy. You know what? Bye, boy. You know what?
Do you know what a MRS is? Let's tell everybody what a MRS is.
A MRS is a man's pocketbook, and that's not good.
A man purse.
It's horrible. That's horrible. Like, I knew a guy.
Wait, hold on. It gets worse. One more thing I can tell you, and you'd be like, oh yeah. He drove a little Mini Cooper.
You know, I think them guys are gay. What's up? You might as well have a little dog too. You might as well complete the circle. Get you a little dog.
I don't know about his dogs, but shit.
Listen, when you have a MRS in a little car. You know, no, seriously. It says something very feminine about a man, right? You know, and that's, I don't...
Those are metrosexuals. They're metrosexuals. They're not... Come on, man. I know. He did have a feminine air. I'm telling you. You're right. Yes. It's very hilarious. Anyway, so the MRS, and he wants to go down on me with when I'm on my period. We don't know each other. But he did have a big dick. And I, you know, was like, that's what I was holding out for. I'm like, I gotta have the big dick.
Right.
So I let him go down on me when I was on my period. Because, again, he didn't care about fucking me on my period. He wants to eat me out when I'm on my period.
That's fucking ridiculous. He got some different shit about him. You might want to ask him what he's into, right? You might want to dig into his background. He might be into some shit.
I don't even remember this guy's name. I mean, this is awful. Like when I'm not joking. When I go back, when I start going back to when I started this, like there, some shit's gonna come up. I'm like, oh my god, yeah, I did fuck him. Who is that guy? What is this thing? Even though I'm gonna say though, over the 3 years, which now that it's extended to 3 years, I fucked 10 new guys. Big deal.
Right.
That's not a big deal. It's, you know, no.
Right.
Most the majority of those, actually, I'd say so. 50% of those guys were stayed in there, like they were repeats. I actually had relationships with them. Clark, obviously, Cowboy Inn. Mm-hmm. B.E. Titanic. And then who's the fifth guy? Oh, there's somebody else in there I'm forgetting about, but I had a relationship. I'm trying to think of who. Is there anybody else I'm forgetting about?
This guy.
I said Titanic. Yeah, right, this guy. Not the Morris guy. The Morris guy was the one. Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of trying to. I guess I'm sort of trying to defend myself against the trollers that say like, "Oh my God, you're such a fucking slut." No, right. No, not really. When you talk about, I've had three new. You know, the average is three new guys a year.
Right.
Big deal. Jesus. Yeah. We spread that over 3 years. Although it didn't actually, go, you know, obviously it was front loaded. I was real busy on the front end.
I loaded the front end.
Fill that pipeline. Fill that funnel.
We started out hot and fast and we slowed it down. Did. It was, oh my God.
I did. Once you get, when you get your, you know, when you establish yourself, mm-hmm. and you have these relationships and you have the guys you regularly see, absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to go out and do work I don't need to do.
Right.
To find, you know, like, find people to have fun with. So, yeah. So most of it was done, you know, the first year and a half. And then, you know, and then you just let it run. You know, you have the relationships that you're having and they're fun and all that good stuff. But again, in my whole entire life, the right. only guy to ever make a peep about period sex was Titanic. And I'm sorry, I just, like I said, this is not the old fucking Testament where during a woman's time, you know, when she was menstruating, she was unclean. This is the Old Testament, right? We're mostly focusing on Judaism. I'm not knocking on the Jews, but this is like, you know, they're like, you're unclean, get your ass out in the shed for when you're menstruating. And right. then you can come back into the house when you're not.
Right.
Ridiculous. Well, anyway, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, okay, when you're menstruating, you're not kosher.
Right. That's not the truth. Right. And the funny part about it is, he never even asked, like, well, you know.
And he's not Jewish either, by the way. I'll just. Right.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
and I'm sorry. I'm not. Okay. Again, I'm Catholic, but I have no religious, like, oh my God, like, I can't date somebody that's this or that, or, you know, I don't have any of that going on. Anyhow, so that's the last thing we're going to say about religion. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, I'm like, where did he come? Was there something like, did he see his mom's bloody tampon when he was a young child and like traumatize him? Like, right. what is going on? Like, why? Why this big aversion? But okay, you're a dude. You're around a lot of guys all the time. Mm-hmm. What do you say is the consensus among men?
Around guys. I mean, there's guys that's like they don't care. Most guys are like they don't care, especially if it's with someone that they're close to. Of course, they would prefer not to. But I think enough of us, again, have been in a situation where we've had sex close to our period and look down and be like, oh, your period is on.
Yeah.
And you just go take a shower and we're done with that. You're not going to get anything from it. It doesn't affect you in no kind of negative way. It's just, like I said to you, we laugh, blood on your knife. It's just blood on your knife. You wipe the blood off and you keep going. Right? But some guys, I could be like, I guess they're like, ew, oh my God, look at that, oh my goodness. And then you got these other guys that's like, I'm going to eat your pussy with, and it's like, say what?
No.
But
yeah,
no man would ever even admit to that. No man would admit to their friends, no, fuck no. You would get killed. If you admitted to your friends that you like eating pussy with the period on, your friends would look at you like you're crazy. Like right now. All right, so let me
get, so nobody, you're saying no, there's no guy you know that has admitted to this?
No, hell no.
Oh, damn.
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. Hell no. Because he know. We're going to look at him like he's crazy. Like, what? Now, if you say, man, I had sex with my girl in a period. All right. Okay. Opposed to, I ate a pussy with the period on. Everybody going to be like, you're nasty. You're a nasty motherfucker. My God, what is wrong with you? Let me tell you, I'm sorry. Let me tell you a thing that's going on in the barbershop now. A topic we have, right?
Tell me. Yeah.
Men liking their ass lit.
Okay. You want to talk about that?
So many men think that's gay. They think that if you like getting your ass licked, you're gay.
Oh, really?
There's a difference of getting your ass licked and your ass penetrated. But a lot of guys are like, so how do you do it? You got your legs up in the air? You got your legs open like a girl while she's licking it? Like, what the hell? Like, this is the conversation. This is how guys is looking at it. And overall.
Well, this is, okay. You should have then, like, I'm telling you, I could call into the barbershop.
Oh,
I'd be happy to chime in on this conversation because, I got a lot to say about it.
Oh, my God. Not you. Not you in the barbershop. That would be crazy. Oh, my God.
I think it'd be hilarious. We could just pick subjects out of a hat. Let's talk about them. Like, come on. You know, I'm good.
Getting your ass lit. Yo, guys will not admit that they like that stuff. Where do you stand on that? I mean, I've had it done, and I mean, it's no big deal. It's whatever. I don't look at it as squeamishly as some guys do, but I get it. You know, as far as a man, like, men feel like that's something that makes you not less of a man, but it's real feminine. And sweetie, you got your legs open? You just got your legs open? You know, you're laying on your back with your legs open? I don't know. It's like, they look at porn where you got two girls, and like, one girl's sucking the guy's dick and the other one's like licking his ass. He's standing up. Like, guys, we don't compete that. We only look at it in a homophobic way.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thought process. Yeah. Now, there's one boy that was like, man, y'all don't know what y'all missing. You don't know what you missing unless you had your ass licked. Man, get me. He's in here championing it up. But he a freak. He a freak boy. But he in here championing getting your ass licked up. Like, what? You don't know what you're missing. It's great. Man, y'all here tripping, talking this craziness. But you know, I mean, so you have different people. And this dude is all dude. All dude.
Yeah. There's plenty of...
No mercies or not. Or little cars going on with this guy.
No mercies. No tiny little cars. Right. Yeah.
But he likes his ass licked. So that's the difference. With people.
Right. Well, and so it's interesting. I will say this from my perspective. Mm-hmm. First of all, a couple thoughts on this whole little on guys and their butts. Mm-hmm. I've never licked an asshole. I don't really want to lick an asshole. It's not my thing. I don't know why. Now, but I will say this. If I had a fucking dollar for every time I said, that's not my thing, I'll never do that, I'd be a millionaire, right? Yeah, right. I mean, come on. Like, look at this. Look at all the shit I've done in 3 years. I mean, like, I never in a million years thought I would do half this shit. Okay, so, or even like it, or find, I never thought I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm really a submissive person, and, you know, or sexually, and yeah, fuck, there's no way I would have bet money against it. I would have bet everything against it. So, but that whole, the guys in the butt, I will say this, when a man is on his back and he has his legs up in the air and if I'm in control of his asshole, it can be a turnoff. It can feel like the man is in the submissive role. Now, that's just my weird little brain. There's other things. And so just to be fair on the flip side of that, like, I have seen what prostate orgasms do to a man.
Okay.
They're unbelievable for a man. And if you haven't had a prostate orgasm, men, please go have one. And the reason men don't want to have them is because they feel it's gay. Like, you know, if someone's sticking up their butt, they if they're not bisexual or, you know, homosexual, they were just related to homosexuality. And, you know, and real heterosexual men tend to, in my experience, won't just, like, have a problem with it. I've been trying to get Cowboy Ann to let me get in there, you know, stick my fingers in there. I can be on my knees with my hands tied.
It doesn't sound good. See how you said that?
Listen, no, I don't want to run it back. That will turn me off.
Like, hold on. No.
No. He won't let me do it. He's like, he won't let me do it. But I keep saying, like, this is going to be a great orgasm. Like, you know, I think there's ways to do any kind of butt play that's still very masculine. Because I've seen, like, you know, videos and stuff like that where guys, especially if they're getting their ass licked, you know, where the woman, it's still in a subservient manner. You know, I mean, there's...
So, milk in the prostate.
You know what I mean?
Let's talk about
But listen, you guys have a prostate. Why the fuck... I mean, if you're not utilizing it, oh, sweet Jesus, come on. Like, all right, so this is...
But milking your prostate, don't you have to be penetrated to milk your prostate?
Well, so I've heard that you can... I know you can stimulate it from the outside. I've done it. Mm-hmm. Let me say this. I've milked a prostate from the outside.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it to D, and he was like, what the fuck did you just do? I was like, I just milked a prostate. That's what I did. Right. But I did it from the outside. I stick my finger. Because you don't go sticking your fingers in anybody's asshole before you ask. There's no, no. So we hadn't discussed, he and I hadn't discussed it. And so I just, you know, that's why I would never do that. Go inside, you know, do it from the inside unless we knew this was happening. I did it from the outside. And then he was like, what the fuck? I mean, he literally blew his mind. And I'm like, well, yeah, I just, you know, stimulating your prostate from the outside. So I always want to do it because I know how unbelievable the orgasm is for the guys. Now, I used to do that with BE. BE, he didn't care. He loved anal. He loved butt play. He loved all that. And so, you know, that's where I first saw, like, holy shit. I fisted him. Did you know that?
Oh, geez, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
Yes. Take that one to the barber shop.
Pineapples. I gotta use my safe word. I gotta use my safe word right now. Pineapples. Come on, man. How you gonna come on, man?
You're killing me.
Oh my God. Just come on now. No, you didn't tell me that. And no, that's hard. It's horrible. It sounds absolutely horrible. A man,
oh my God,
to get anything up his ass that fucking wide, like a finger.
Yeah.
I guess understand a finger or whatever, because that's in the realms of what you think of anal penetration, right? But a fist, that's like, how does a fist fit up a woman's ass? Like, I get fisting a woman's pussy because a baby can come out of there. So you understand it? A vagina can stretch. How can a man's asshole stretch big enough that a fucking fist can fit up his ass?
Do you want me to tell you?
Oh my God.
Do you want to know?
Not really, but you're going to tell me anyway.
Okay. I do not know this is going to turn into
fisting. You're going to tell me. Oh my God.
Because I know.
Period sex to fist in the ass. Oh my God. This is ridiculous with you.
Period sex and ass fisting in the same podcast.
Ridiculous.
Oh, shit. Aren't you glad you woke up for this? Okay. So obviously it doesn't happen overnight. Well, it does.
Oh, right. Overnight. Shit.
So here's how you do it. Okay. First you start out with butt plugs. And then you graduate to a bigger dildo. And then from there, once you have the right size dildo and the anus is relaxed enough to that point, we used to do it in stages, right? So you start with like butt plug, maybe a bigger butt plug, and then you can use a dildo, and then a bigger dildo, and then it's to the point where you can kind of curl your fingers together and you start sticking your fingers in, and with a lot of lube, and the person's very relaxed. I mean, you know, they're into it, and with a lot of lube, and then you start, you know, working your fingers in, and then you have to kind of, you know, put your fingers, your thumb kind of, you know, you make your hand as small and pointy as possible, right? And then you just start, you know, working it in, and it relaxes, and pretty soon, boop, you know, your fist pops right in there.
Oh, God, I just can't believe.
So listen, hold on, since we're...
Boop, listen, then your fist pops in there, like, what? Does, oh, my God.
Yeah, it pops in there, and then once you're in there, then you can expand it and make a fist. You can move out of that pointy, skinny kind of... Then you make a fist, yes, and then you start, and so it's kind of like... You know, not like the way I said it. Kind of like a plunger. Like, so you kind of go straight in, and then you kind of rotate in and pull out, and rotate in and pull out. And it just, like I said, I'm not even touching his cock. I'm just doing this. He's just this massive erection, and just me in his ass, and I can feel where his prostate is, and he just explodes. Like, never have I ever seen a bigger orgasm.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Yeah. My God, okay. When you're milking a prostate, right?
You're milking it with your fingers.
Oh, my God, right. Is a man's cock hard when he's getting this, or is he soft and
No, cut? It was hard. Like, it was hard when I was doing it. I guess it, I mean, see, I don't, I can't really consider myself the aficionado on it, but... maybe that's also, you can do that too. I'm that sounds about right. I mean, if you're milking it, you don't have to have a hard on, but because of all the other things we were doing, you know, I was sucking his cock while I'm doing this stuff, you know, like, he was hard. Yeah. He had a big hard on.
My goodness.
I know.
My goodness.
I know. And so anyway, so, but let's go back to the plastic.
Let's just go back to the prostate.
Okay. You're going to have to, you know, have someone stick your fist in there. But, I mean, believe me, a finger, come on. Like, that's nothing. It's not, you're not, stick a finger in there, or two, I prefer two. And stick two fingers in there, and if, I mean, let somebody freaking do your prostate, because I swear to God, I think it's just an orgasm every man should experience.
But as a man, right, as a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just feel as though, men feel as though any penetration of them makes them less of a man. And that is a huge, huge, huge hurdle that men have to get over. Or we don't really have to get over. It's a huge hurdle for a man to have to get over, let me say that. So most men are not going to cross that hurdle, because they're like, nah. Because it just automatically, the way we think about sex and the way we think about homosexuality is, if you enjoy something in your ass at all, even as if it's milking a prostate, is going to, you know, be so great, it lends on the side of, to us in our mind, that we're closer to being homosexual and liking a penis in our ass than not. That's just how men think.
Yeah.
And it sounds crazy.
No, I get it. I get it.
It sounds very petty, but that's what men are. Men.
It doesn't. I think it makes a lot of sense. And maybe if I put it to you this way, maybe some of the stuff you'll agree with. I think it's because, again, you know, let's go back to nature. You know, males, same sex species will hump each other. You know, it's just an act of domination. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, and even when we see animals, whoever's more dominant, it could be a female too. A female dog will hump, you know, will simulate humping a male dog.
Right.
They do this to show domination. So, again, if we go back to like real primal stuff, like wired in our brain, yeah, I mean, I can see why that is. I mean, the man's supposed to kind of conquer the woman and, you know, dominate her and have sex with her and procreate and all that. So it's kind of the same, you know, it's the same with, it's humans and animals, and you know, so it's kind of ingrained in there, and I see why I see exactly why, you know, where a lot of men would feel like that. I totally get it. And even, like I said, I'll say this, I think even in my little lizard brain, that's why, like, there was times with, you know, BE, like, when he's on his back and completely submissive, I was just like, you know, that's when I started to realize like certain things about me, you know, well, I'm okay. So if I'm a dominant woman, why didn't I get off on that? Because I am a dominant woman outside of the bedroom. I want to conquer things and accomplish things and all that. But when I come home, I want to be feminine. Like there's no between, you know, with me and the sheets, I don't want to take on that dominant role.
Right.
And so like these were all the weird little things I learned along the way by, like I said, just doing this sexual road trip, you know, just like trying things and experimenting and, you know, and all that stuff. But I absolutely get why guys would feel like, oh, it's, you know, there's some, it, you know, just feels like you're being dominated by the girl. It's weird. Doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel natural. I would say it doesn't feel natural. But there's ways to do it. I mean, there's ways that she can do it where it's still like you could be have her head pinned up against the wall. You're totally like face fucking her. Your cock is down her throat, and she's got her finger in your prostate. Mm. She's in the submissive. She's fucking in the submissive state.
Mm.
You know, she's drooling and gagging and her eyes are watering.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
While fingering
so,
mm.
Yeah, and she can have a finger in there.
Mm.
So there's, I mean, there's ways to do it. It doesn't have to be.
Mm. Yeah, you know. And I suspect that a lot of guys have tried that, but they're never going to admit that shit. They're going to deny. You know, straight up.
Maybe.
They're going to deny it. They're going to deny it. And some women won't even try certain men because it's just like the kind of man he is. They already know, like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, it's funny, though, because, okay, think about it this way. Like, if a guy told me, not like, okay, we're going to do that. If I'm in a sex act and the guy is totally being dominant, and then it's just, what's the difference between, like, you know, suck my dick or lick my ass, bitch? You know, like, I mean, like, right? I mean, like, you know, I'm putting that hard edge spin on it. Just like, but I'm saying, like, it's really about the tone, the manner, like, who's.
Is that your hard spin on it? Oh my God, you are so hilarious.
Yeah, you're like,
so fucking crazy.
Well, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, no, I know. I'm gonna have a hard time dominating another woman, but that's why I like to be dominated. That's why I want, like, a man to dominate. But they know what to say. But I'm just saying, like, you, there's ways you can do it and still be the dominant one in control. So I think, you know, it doesn't, I don't think it makes, it's, to me, it's not the actual act, the part, the fact that it's the butt, you know, any of that that makes it weird. It's really how it plays out. You know, it's how it's going to, like, so if I'm being told and commanded to do it, that's fucking, I'm, there you go, I'm still in my submissive mind, my role, and I'm like, yes, this is fucking hot, fuck yes, I'll do it, you know, like, absolutely, I'm being told to, yes.
So let me ask you a question.
But if there's other ways you can do it where I'm like, oh no, you know, like, I'm in the one in control here, I don't like it.
Alright, so let me ask you this question. So sure. Just like, you know, you're like done with this guy, Titanic, right? Is there something sexual?
The name just seems so funny now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it sinks to the bottom. It has to.
There's a reason I gave him that name.
To the bottom. So, is there anything that's been asked of you sexually since you've been back on this, since you've been out here on this run? Is there anything that you felt like, nah, I can't do that, that was asked of you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's mostly, see, you just asked me a question, I'm now gonna have to like totally just,
you gotta think about it a little bit, like,
no,
know.
I'm not able to think about it, I have to tell the truth for the first time.
Oh.
Because it's, you know, because you, it's just like anything. When I was out there doing this, you know, and if you start seeing someone and you really have genuine feelings for them, you want to do what makes them happy, and then you're, and then for me, because I was just so, I was experimenting and trying so many new things, I started to realize that I wasn't totally turned on and as into it as they were, you know. And then it was hard for me to admit to them, like, yeah, I'm not about this. Like, it's not my thing. And I found I ran into a lot of those things with BE, you know, and he's like, honestly, the perfect guy. Really, just the perfect guy. And the problem for me was that, you know, there's things that he was into that I just was like, I'm not it, the ass play, the anal play, you know, because when he was doing that, when we were doing that in the fisting, I found it to be, you know, where I'm very much in the masculine role. And that's when I really started to realize I don't want to be in that role.
Right.
And that's, and the only reason that's hard for me to say is because I care about him so much. And, you know, you want to make somebody happy. Mm-hmm. And then while you're doing this, it pushes you more in one direction. I mean, everybody that I've been with in some small way or another, you know, has helped me to understand more about my sexuality and what I really do want and what I don't want. And it's hard when some of the things you find out that you don't want are with somebody that you really love.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that was that's yeah. So I mean, I kind of, you know, there was moments where I was turned off about, you know, the ass play.
Yeah.
Even though it was like, even though I can say, like, just step back and say, whoa, that was like, the experience was awesome. But what came out of that was me realizing I'm not, you know, and I'm not into this, and he really is. And it's like, now if you want to bring that back to the period thing, it's kind of like, that's when you're like, this person really doesn't like this, and I really don't mind it, or whatever, or like it, or whatever. You know, like, you're just seeing you're starting to see the divide. And you know, with this, it really kind of pushed me more like, no, I really do need a dominant guy. Boy, I didn't think so. You know, like, someone who wants to be in that role all the time. Because he could go either way. And some of the things that made him satisfied sexually would be if I was dominating him, like this, like fisting and things like that. And I just realized that I don't want to do that. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? I don't want to do that. I mean, and that's hard. It's so hard to say when you know that that's something that really, you know, somebody that you care about likes, right? So, yeah.
It's a test, right? And that's what I'm saying. This dude, to go back to how we started this whole thing off, I just think this dude was there at a time to help you kick your runoff, but I don't think he was a long-term play. And I think he knows that.
Yeah.
I think he knew that the whole time, like, yeah, you know, but, you know, it was just too irresistible.
You might be right. You might be right about that. Yeah.
And I mean, think even for guys, you know.
I think when he saw that, well, holy shit, she really does mean what she says. Right. She said X, Y, and Z, and she's sticking to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough. I think we covered some ground on this one. I think we did a good call.
I think we did. We had a whole podcast on having sex,
a variety of things.
And fisting a man's ass, like, really. Jesus. And my friends caught me on this podcast.
And the merce. The merce. Don't forget about the merce.
Come on, bro. You got to know.
Tiny cars that men drive.
He's already special if he's rocking a merce and driving a small car. I mean, that guy's a little bit more on the feminine side. That's all.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yes. I cannot forget, like, when he walked in and I saw that fucking merce, I was like,
Come on, bro. Who wears that?
I was like, just remember, you're here for that big dick. You're here for that. I don't care about that fucking purse. Get that purse out of here. Don't think about that purse. Wipe it out of your mind. I was like in a dude mode. I'm like, I want that dick. I want that big dick. I know it's big. I've got to see it. I have to fucking ride that thing. So I pushed the MERS out of my head, but I was not expecting him to want to go down on me when he knew I was on my period, and he didn't care. Right. I was just like, oh, Jesus. Oh, but I couldn't even relax and enjoy it. That, like I said, no. That I'd never expect anybody to do. He just wanted to do it, so I was like, well, okay.
Who just wants to do that? Like,
chick you just met. I
don't give a shit about Jesus. I don't give a shit if I knew you all my life. I'm not eating pussy with your periods. I'm sorry. Like, I've got to draw some lines there. Sorry. Oh,
God. It's awful. I can't even, like, I don't even want it done. I mean, that's where I draw the line.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was funny. I mean, I let it happen. I'm like, well, this is, you got to experience this. You said you can be open-minded, you know, so I went for it. Whew. But yeah, no, I can say I don't need that done. Just don't need it. It can't relax into it. You can't fucking relax. I'm like, I don't believe this guy's doing it. He's just, what is he, a sick motherfucker? He's down there. He's probably got blood on his chin right now. I cannot relax and have an orgasm.
Even for Titanic, I think.
I would never expect.
I'm just thinking about Titanic. Like, I guess.
Yeah.
The idea of just having blood on you is makes him squeamish.
I don't even know. You know what? Let's not assume we know anything. I have no clue what it is that his panties were in a wad over. I don't know. We never talked about it. He never said why. I don't like it is, you know, the smell, I have no idea. Like I said, this is some weird, you know, did he walk in on his mom changing a tampon at one point? You know, like, was there something, like, who scarred him? Who scarred him from this period thing? I don't know. But there's something to it. Because I've never had any man ever, not once in my entire life, you know, have a problem with it. And so that's maybe why, like I said, I just took such offense to it. You know, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, I didn't like it. It rubbed me the wrong way. And, you know, that's why I was like, nope. No, I do not want to, okay, you know, cancel. And no, I do not want to reschedule. Yeah, bye-bye.
Right. And you know what? I just think that relationship was winding down anyway. Just after you was talking about it, just being so upset and laughing, right, as you were saying. But yeah, that's part of your coping mechanism. But at any rate, I just think that all things being said, it was just coming to a halt because, honestly, you're just a kinkster and he's more vanilla. And you're always going to have this kind of clashes with people that are more vanilla, people that are just more traditional in dating and relationships.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I've surpassed him in the kink. So, yeah. Again, you know, I don't care how, you know, I'm not worried about how kinky you are. I just don't, you know, if you have a problem with a woman having her period and wanting to be physical with her, it's not going to work. I'm not going to come after you and demand it, you know, like, oh, you know, and I'm not going to seek it out. It's just like one of those things where we had something planned and a hotel booked and some, you know, plans made. And it's just like, you know, instead of going, oh, let's cancel it, you know, you just you go for it anyway, you know, you kind of, like I said, we modify what we do sexually. So what? Instead, it's just like, oh, no, we'll just, you know, throw the whole thing out. Yeah, no. So, didn't like it. But I'd be curious. I'd be curious if you did take a poll with the guys in the shop and see what they say.
I already know what they're gonna say. Well, I mean, I'm telling you right now. I know how most of these guys, they don't really give a shit about a woman being on her period, especially if it's their woman. But they're not gonna really talk about it. But they're not really gonna deny having sex. But none of them are gonna be with earning their wings. None of them.
None of them. Fuck, I don't... Nobody should want to earn their wings. No, I think this is one of those things, you know, it just doesn't need to be done. No. You can go your whole life without that. So, that's my thoughts. All right, well, good. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being my male sounding board through this tirade, yes, you know, of a real kind of disgusting subject. You're brave enough to get on here with me. Thank you so much. All right. Everyone, thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.